This is Akashvani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi made a strong push for Vocal for Local today and urged people to trust and buy products made in India. Mr. Modi was speaking after inaugurating two major national highway projects worth around 11,000 crore rupees in Delhi. He said connectivity across national capital region will take a big leap forward with the inauguration of the Delhi section of Dwarka Expressway and Urban Extension Road 2. He said the nation must take inspiration from Chakradhari Mohan to Charkhadhari Mohan to make the country stronger and follow the path to make India self-reliant.
हम समय समय पर चक्रधारी मोहन से लेकर चरखाधारी मोहन तक दोनों की अनुभूति करते हैं। चक्रधारी मोहन यानी सुदर्शन चक्रधारी भगवान श्री कृष्ण, जिन्होंने सुदर्शन चक्र के सामर्थ्य की अनुभूति कराई, और चरखाधारी मोहन यानी महात्मा गांधी, जिन्होंने चरखा चलाकर देश को स्वदेशी के सामर्थ्य की अनुभूति कराई। भारत को सशक्त बनाने के लिए हमें चक्रधारी मोहन से प्रेरणा लेकर आगे बढ़ना है, और भारत को आत्मनिर्भर बनाने के लिए हमें चरखाधारी मोहन के रास्ते पर चलना।
The Election Commission today said that all parties are equal before it, as it does not discriminate among political parties. Briefing the media in New Delhi this afternoon, Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said the Election Commission will never step back from its constitutional duty. Mr. Kumar said some people allege double voting, but when asked for proof, no answer is given. He remarked that neither the Election Commission nor any voter is afraid of such false allegations.
जब चुनाव आयोग के कंधे पर बंदूक रख कर भारत के मतदाताओं को निशाना बनाकर राजनीति की जा रही हो, तो आज चुनाव आयोग सबको स्पष्ट करना चाहता है कि चुनाव आयोग निडरता के साथ सभी गरीब, अमीर, बुजुर्ग, महिला, युवा सहित सभी वर्गों और सभी धर्मों के मतदाताओं के साथ बिना किसी भेदभाव के चट्टान की तरह खड़ा था, खड़ा है और खड़ा रहेगा।
The Chief Election Commissioner pointed out that all political parties have been asking for rectification of errors in the electoral roll. He said the special intensive revision was started from Bihar and a draft for the electoral roll has been prepared. Mr. Kumar added that all the voters in political parties are giving their contributions to rectify the errors in the draft electoral roll within the stipulated time. A meeting of the BJP parliamentary board is underway at the party headquarters in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP National President and Health Minister JP Nadda, Home Minister Amit Shah and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, along with other parliamentary board members, are attending the meeting. Party sources said that discussions are likely to be held on the candidate for the vice presidential elections. Nominations for the vice presidential election can be filed till Thursday. The election will be held on the 9th of next month. The election has been necessitated due to the resignation of Jagdeep Dhankar. In Jammu and Kashmir, at least 7 persons were killed and 5 others injured in 2 separate incidents of cloud burst and flash flood in Kathua district in early hours this morning. The calamity struck Jodh Ghati village of Rajbagh and Jangalote amid heavy overnight rains in the district. Union Home Minister Amit Shah spoke to Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha and Chief Minister Omar Abdullah on the cloud burst incident in Kathua and assured all support from the centre. Several European leaders have confirmed that they will join Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky for a meeting at the White House tomorrow. President Zelensky is heading to Washington for talks with US President Donald Trump on Ukraine war. European leaders, including French President Emmanuel Macron, German Chancellor Friedrich Merz, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and Finnish President Alexander Stubb have confirmed their attendance. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte and Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni are also expected to join the meeting. The decision to join the meeting in the United States comes following a video call of European allies led by UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer, who praised US President Trump's role in advancing peace talks with Russia. In Durand Cup football, the quarterfinal match between Jamshedpur FC and Diamond Harbour FC is currently underway in Kolkata. Diamond Harbour were leading by 2-0 at half-time. In another quarterfinal match, Mohun Bagan Supergiant will take on East Bengal this evening. And with that, we end this news bulletin.